CJMQ, and today we're talking with Blake Berglund. And Blake, you are based in Saskatchewan, country artist, a Canadian country artist.
I am based in Saskatchewan. I was born in the southeast corner of Saskatchewan. The last few years have been a lot of traveling. I lived in Vancouver, I lived in Calgary, I lived in Medicine Hat. I did some time in Winnipeg, I'm going to be in Toronto. So it's basically all over the board, but when we're not on the road, we have a nice ranch in the southeast corner of Saskatchewan, yeah.
That sounds great, and you actually born on a ranch, a horse ranch, too, so that's pretty
neat.
Yeah,
we had 200 head of quarter horses, so it was a lot of work, but it's nice to, it's a blessing to be raised around that many animals.
It is. Now, interesting information, I read that you had started out to study dentistry,
yes.
And then you gave that up for music?
Yes. I spent too much time playing the guitar and not enough time in the books.
Okay.
I went to the University of Saskatchewan for my first 2 years of just pre-dentistry, sort of the sciences and whatnot, to get into the program. And, I mean, the marks were there, but I guess everything else kind of wasn't there. And I started doing, I've always been in music, but it was sort of that time where I really started to take it seriously and take the writing seriously. And some really neat doors opened up. I had an opportunity to open up for Theory of a Dead Man, and then Emerson Drive, and some really cool Canadian bands came around that I was blessed to share the stage with, and I figured, well, better give this a go quick before I get too old to do it, and now I'm a little too old to do it, and I'm still doing it, so.
Well, that's great. You're doing your dream anyway. That's great.
Yeah,
you shared the stage with a lot of interesting big names, Emerson Drive, also Matthew Barber, So a different mix of genres there, I guess.
I think a lot of the importance in the music is that we really focus on the song. And I know we've come under a little bit of criticism lately as, oh, it's not rock and roll, or it's not country, it's not folk, or it's a whole bunch of different sort of genres. But that's opened up some really cool doors with who we get to share with. I mean, it worked for Emerson Drive, and yeah, we did shows with Matt Barber. Valdi, old school Valdi, played with, and then some cool punk bands out of Ontario, and it's just opened up some really neat doors. So we're going to stick to the formula for the next little bit and see where that takes us.
Okay, that sounds great. How would you describe your music? Kind of a mix of country and other genres? Or
at the end of the day, I listen to a lot of Willie Nelson. I think
okay.
that he's one of the greatest songwriters that's ever lived. So, country. I say country, and I use that term very loosely, but yeah, country music is where my heart's always been, and it's my best attempt at producing country music. Depending on the guys in the band, I let them all sort of bring whatever they want to the table in the writing process. Sometimes there's a little more Motown, sometimes there's a little more oldies feel, sometimes there's quite a bit of rock and roll, but I like to keep that country sound quite unified, yeah.
That's great. So the band Kennedy Rodeo, how many are in the band?
There's four of us. There's
okay.
myself, Amanda Borden, who's originally from Winnipeg, and she resides in Calgary right now.
Mm-hmm.
On the album, Justin Boodoo played. He's from Medicine Hat, and he's our drummer. And then I have a lead guitarist, Tim Herman, who's also from Medicine Hat. So it's a strong Alberta connection, but they spend a lot of time together, so they're always keeping their chops up and practicing a lot when I'm doing the solo acoustic runs and whatnot.
Okay, good. Now, you do the songwriting and the rest of the band, too. So where do you get your inspiration when you do songwriting?
My inspiration comes a lot more from experience as opposed to musical influence. Like I sort of mentioned Willie Nelson before, and I really have a strong love for that old-school country sound.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to... I'm lately moving more into... writing about experiences, writing about stories. I really like where Stomp and Tom went, and I think that someone needs to sort of take that side of Canadian history a little more seriously and really focus on, hey, you know, we have a really wicked country, and it's time to start singing about it. So we're talking about this album, and I'm already talking about the next album, but I'd like to do some more storytelling stuff to come.
That sounds pretty interesting. Good, and I imagine that you have a lot of experience, too, being so well-traveled and...
Yeah, I mean, last year we did the beginning of last summer to the beginning of this summer, we did 200 shows.
Wow.
And that took us everywhere from the Maritimes to Quebec to Southern Ontario to Vancouver. And a lot of it was sort of a solo acoustic, and I spent a lot of nights in the van by myself and a lot of driving time by myself, but that's really good for reflection. and story concepts and whatnot, but I'm ready. It's nice to have a band in the van. It keeps it a little more not as lonely, and it's nice to have hotel rooms and everything like that. So, yeah, a lot of time spent on the road, and a lot of the influence comes from traveling as much as we do, yeah.
Okay. Now, definitely Willie Nelson, a strong influence in your music, and also Motown?
Mm-hmm. I know it's pretty cliche to say this, but it boils a lot down to the old parent thing.
Mm-hmm.
My dad loved George Strait, and he loved Alabama and Willie Nelson and John Cash, obviously. And Mom just pumped out a lot of Temptations, and she played a lot of old Rolling Stones, and she loved Elvis Presley and a pile of Meatloaf and ABBA and Neil Diamond. So when we were kids, we used to, before we were sort of too, we were too young to work outside with the horses, but we used to clean house with Mom a lot. And I remember her teaching us how to two-step to Neil Diamond and how to jive to Elvis Presley and how to, so she was always like, oh, and you'll be happy, you guys. You know, the day will come where you wish you knew how to dance. And so Mom taught us how to dance at a young age with old school music. So that always comes to the table when the writing process begins, is like, you know, what would Neil Diamond do in this scenario? Or, and again, what would George Strait do in this scenario? So
that's
I like
neat.
To keep
good.
The options. Yeah, I think it's yeah. important to not pigeon, as an artist, to not pigeonhole yourself into, and I mean, on the marketing sense, it's smart. It's extremely smart. But on a creative sense, I think you got to keep your options open as far as your writing goes. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Good idea. Now, sophomore album, End of Earth?
End of the Earth.
Okay.
End of the Earth. Kind of a fun little poke theme, I guess, throughout the recording. There's apocalyptic connotations throughout the different songs, but there's a line in the second last song, Dirty Red Bandana, that mentions ends of the earth on sort of a physical level, like describing the stars stumbling drunk off the ends of the earth. And my guitarist at the time, Travis Rennebaum, was like, you know, that'd be a really cool name for an album because it has that dual meaning between sort of the end of the world, to poke fun at, and, you know, what people would do to follow the dream and what people do to follow love. And I guess in a cliched sense, again, you know, you go to the ends of the earth. So it's been nice. It's been a fun way to market it anyways.
That's a great name for the album. Now, Raised on the Whiskey, that's off the album?
Mm-hmm. That is it's the eighth tune on the album. Yeah, eighth tune on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt very confident in making it our first release to radio. It does have that nice, strong, mainstream country vibe to it. But the verses are a little more edgy, a little more hip-hoppy. And I love the steel guitar. Anything that just sort of opens up a song with the pedal steel is something that's just like, it's always grabbed my attention in any song, so I figured, well, let's give it a shot. Hopefully it'll grab someone else's attention, too. But, yeah, we're really excited to be playing. We have a few different versions of it, whether you come to an acoustic show or whether you come to a full band show. We play different versions of that song with different endings, and we throw in a new verse at the end. So it's nice to play around with that release a little bit.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Great song, and we're enjoying it down here.
Thank you so very much, and I appreciate you guys adding it. It means a lot, and it helps us out. It helps us out a pile, Maureen.
Oh, that's great. That's all great music. Now, if somebody wants to find out more, you have a website?
Very easy. BlakeBerglund.com. BlakeBerglund.com. Or on MySpace. MySpace.com/BlakeBerglund. Or you can find me on Facebook.
That's great. Great. A lot of artists on Facebook, and that's a lot of fun now, too.
Sure.
Many plans for this fall?
For this fall, yeah, big plans for the fall. I guess the tour, basically, I'm sort of sitting outside the jam space right now, but the tour starts tomorrow. We play at the CCMAs at the airport. The airport's throwing a nice little showcase for singer-songwriters. So we got that show at 3 o'clock, then we have the CCMA weekends in Edmonton. A couple folk society shows in Camrose, and then I jump in a van with Cody Prevost, who's another Canadian country recording artist from Saskatoon, and we're doing sort of a house concert tour out to Vancouver. Then I pick up another folk singer friend of mine, J.R. Lewis, and we tour back to Saskatchewan. I make a run out east, and then down to Austin, Texas for the winter to do a little more songwriting, a little more performing, and just sort of get away from, we've done a lot of winters in the van and a lot of Canadian cold, so we figured it'd be nice to maybe head to Austin for a couple months and give ourselves a bit of a break and still get work done at the same time.
Oh, certainly. That sounds really nice. Something to look forward to there, and certainly a busy fall ahead of you.
It's going to be awesome. In the new year, January again, we load up the van and we're doing right across Canada, January. So we play, to us, it's very important, and it's a lifestyle to be performing every night, if not 4 to 5 nights a week. So the guys in the band say, we don't really have a choice, and it's true. None of us just have a choice. It's something that we just kind of have to do. So it makes for a very interesting.
That's great. Sounds like a lot of fun. Definitely working hard at it, and we wish you all the best.
Marine, I appreciate it so very, very much.
Okay, anything else you want to chat, Blake, before we go?
I don't think so. I just appreciate everybody supporting the single, and I'm blessed that it continues to do as well as it does. So I just really appreciate that, Marine.
Well, thank you very much, and all the best to you.
Okay, and I'll talk to you very soon when we come through Quebec.
That's great. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, ma'am. Talk to you again.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, Blake Berglund and Kennedy Rodeo, Raised on the Whiskey. CJMQ.
Down won't take me as I am. Oh, I've never weakened myself or anyone. Any reason they give, I guess I come on strong. And in the end, as much as they wish, I was just a taste. Oh, I burn the whole way down and leave them deathly sick for days. You don't know any other way when you're raised on the whiskey. Look where it's gotten me. This love never turned to a new heartache on my breath, all that I've ever seen. Making me the only man I know to be. Raise the whiskey. She put me on the rocks, iced me right out. Oh, nothing's ever my fault. I blame it on my levels, how I'm always bottled in. The first chance I get to pour out, I do anything to make them think they need me like a drug. Deceive a heart and make them regret the first time they'll be touched. Oh, I'll never feel love. Raise on the whiskey. Look where it's gotten me. This love never turned to a new living. Needed you a heartache on my breath. All that I've ever seen. Making me the only man I know. My breath, all that I've ever seen, making me the only man I know to be. Raised on the whiskey, but where it's got me. This love never turned to a new living. Needed you a heartache on my breath, all that I've ever seen, making me the only man I know. They want me watered down, won't take me as I am. Oh, I never weaken myself for anyone. Any reason they give, I guess I come on strong.